Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen released the opinion at the request of Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy, who says he wanted clear guidance on how to proceed with the audit. Kennedy says when state lawmakers created the Government Accountability Board in 2007, they made a conscious decision to keep information about ongoing investigations secret.
That was the direction they had, and they backed it up by saying if there's a violation of that by the board or the staff, they're subject to criminal penalties.
Back in 2007, Kennedy actually advised the legislature to make the Government Accountability Board more open to the public. He says he'd have no problem with the legislature changing the way the board operates now.
If the legislature wants to change that, we'd be happy to cooperate with that. But, you know, we have been zealous in making sure that we follow what the legislature told us to do as far as not releasing that information inappropriately.
It's hard to say whether lawmakers would take that step with the audit not yet complete and the legislature out of session, but members of both parties expressed some shock at the Attorney General's opinion. Republican Senator Mary Lozick, who pushed for the audit of the Government Accountability Board, said the Attorney General's opinion suggested the board was unaccountable to the people. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca said he was deeply troubled by the opinion, and he'd work with lawmakers from both parties to give the Legislative Audit Bureau access to all state records. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.